My right to be mastered. We're saying the slichos lukino b'chiflayim. As I feel, it's a double clap. As a Talmud, coming in as a young teenager, like it to all us young, immature 10th graders. Many, many mumchim in the tchum of chinuch, they say the 10th grade is the hardest year. There's different reasons for that. And he was able to take it, whether he was younger, when he was older, with the same vigor. I was speaking to Moshe Brown not long ago. He said he doesn't understand, how does he do it? How does he do it? With the same brand and the same geschmack. And he would take us young American teenagers and he would transform them into shining, flourishing B'nai Torah. The Shiurim, Meshver would get up at 5:30 in the morning. B'kvias, 5:30 in the morning, without an alarm clock. He would wake up naturally, that's how the Hasmada. And at that time, he felt he had the most clarity, and he would work on the shir, make it part of him. I remember when I was in 12th grade, we're learning Yesh Neuchlin. He's speaking to a different Rebbe, and the other Rebbe said he had said it over a shtickle from the Achiezer, and he sees the Bachim didn't get it. Meshver told him, he said, was it part of you? When you said it, did you have it in you? Was it part of you? And that's how he said the shir. He would give over the Gemara with the clarity, crystal clear every step. And then he would bring us to the Rishonim and Achronim with the Yashras, like Reb Shmuel mentioned. There's a few things that I didn't appreciate totally until I had the opportunity the last few years to teach 10th grade. And I know that as much as he knew Masechet Brachos, he prepared diligently, not looked over the Gemaras. He would go over it for 45 minutes. The day that of the Vart, when I got engaged, we sat down after the Vart, he was tired, and he said, he doesn't have a cup now to prepare shir, but he's going to sit now for 45 minutes and prepare Brachos shir. As Chatoini Maskar Yoim, we also, in the Yeshiva of Carteret, we follow with the Mahalach of the Bekiyas Masechta. In 10th grade, we learn Masechta Sukkah. I learned it by Rabbi Seil Shlita, and ever since then, I've always kept up with the Masechta. So the first year, we're doing a Bekiyas, so of course, I know my Shver looks it over, you know, learns it up, so I tried. There's so much going on, there's so much other things to do, other things to learn. I didn't realize, didn't appreciate what it means when you know it already, and you know what to say during Shir, and you sit down, ki'ilu, like, you never saw the Gemara before, and make a cheshbon every step. How am I going to translate that word? And it went into the Brachim's neshama. There's a Bayim now teaching Masechta Brachos, Yedidi Rabbi Zifer, Mechinas Ner Naftali, and it's ringing in his ears. He said a pshat, he said he didn't remember, and then, oh, that's what Rabbi said. It says, Vayedar Kim is called Vorm Ha'ela Leymor. It says, before that Saras Hadivrus. The Rishonim already bring from Chazal, that the double lashon lemor, Adaber and lemor, was that the Eibishter Kaveyochel before Kabbalas HaTorah, before Aseres HaDibros, he prepared it before. That's the way Maseiros HaTorah has to go over. As much as he knew it, there was a shmuz he said over numerous times. Reb Itzel's pshat to answer Ma of the Aretz with the stira was Gimel Chamurus on Ma of the Aretz. He has a whole shtick with the Gemara and Brachis, and he said it numerous times with such a geshmak. And one time I was there for Shabbos and he was saying it over, and he came up for Shal Shudis and he said, I just think I got another deher in understanding the shtickle from Reb Itzel. I also didn't appreciate what it meant to give up the whole Shabbos. A Rebbe's a mensch. And the one day we have off is Shabbos. By Shabbos was punktfakir. There was no yoim, there's no lila. The whole Shabbos ran around the shmuz. The shmuz, in the morning, the suit had to be over. We have to start right away. We have to end right away. We have to go to the shmuz. Shal shudas kemat akazayas, and that's it. And then Tati's getting ready for the shmuz. Simchas also. We knew, we understood as children, that's it. To come for Shabbos, I could count on one hand how many times he came for Shabbos. It wasn't, he has to be in yeshiva for Shabbos. Even when my son Chaim Baruch was born, and for the Shalom Zachar, he can't leave yeshiva for Shabbos, but of course it would be a big help to have mommy come. So he stayed home for Shabbos alone. And mommy came to Lakewood to help, and he stayed alone for Shabbos. He used to say that a Rebbe is a Rebbe, he's not a Magid Shir. And that was his Mahus. is Midas HaEmes. It's ringing in the ears of the Talmidim by the hakafist way he would try Emes. His Midas HaEmes, he had murdered a shmuz, he used to say over, I think I was there the first time he said it, in Tavshin Samach Aleph. It was based, the yisoid of the shmuz was based on a medrash, Ein ben David bo at sheyichlut moyeh shel Esav. And that was the yisoid, that was the neshama of that shmuz. And I asked him years later, I said, oh, did you, it was on Parshas Tolos. I said, you said that shmuz? And he said, he stopped saying it. I said, what happened? He says, after the shmuz, one time he said it, a bacher asked him, what's the makar to that medrash? He didn't know. He tried to find. He stopped saying the shmuz. Stop saying the shmuz. A sefer, a reliable sefer brought it down, but if he can't find the makar, he'll stop saying the shmuz. The Siyata Dishmaya, he has a set of Sfarim, five Chalokim of Pshetloch al Seder, the Psukim of Tilim. If you know the Shver, it doesn't really make sense that he bought that Sefer. As much as he loves Sfarim and he has all the Sfarim, it's not like a Sefer you would think he used. And I asked him, I said, yeah, it was, he's not sure what he was thinking, but he has that Sefer. One time he was looking in that Sefer, and he found in that Sefer, it brings the Makar to this Medrash, it's a Zayar Kaddish. So he was able to say the Shmuz again. Hashem gave him back the Shmuz. A few years ago, I was talking to my son Mendel Yitzchak about how Zaydi in Masechet Brachot. So he said, how many times did Zaydi learn? I said, I don't know, let's ask him. So we called him up, and Mendel asked him, Zaydi, how many times did you learn Masechet Brachot? He said, that's something that only I know. But what I will tell you is that I taught Brachot already for 48 years, and every time I teach it, I learn it at least two times. A number of years ago. In the last kuf of the year and a half, it was very hard. When I was in the hospital with him two times ago, it was right after Tisha B'Av, right before Tisha B'Av, the 3 weeks, and he was looking through his notes. I saw in his notes that he brought to the hospital, he wrote a shmuz that he heard from Rabbi Uren Reich, who's a number of years younger than him. In Tavshin Nun Tes, 9 pages. He wrote down the shmuz he heard on a tape and wrote it over 9 pages handwritten in those papers that he used to write with the white half cut in half. That was his Midas HaEmes. It didn't make a difference to him. Kabbalah HaEmes Misha Omri. I would talk to him with Reb Urn once, and he reminded Reb Urn, remember that vart that you said in this and this week and this parasha? And Reb Urn had no recollection of it. He had no recollection. He knew his Torah better than that. His love for Talmidim, like we mentioned, was not Shaykh. The last time I was by him in the hospital, when I was there, it was right after the second procedure, he was out. I never saw him like that. He wasn't talking. The night, I was with him by night, he was mumbling things that didn't... Revolba has a piece on this. He was saying different things. Nothing was making sense. And he did nafshoi. Rabbi Cook came in, and he showed him to start handling the bachur for the shir. It was like Tchias HaMesim. He was able to say, this bachur had a good man, he should go here, that bachur, how's he doing? And he was on the ball. And as soon as Rabbi Cook left, and then he was back into a daze. In the last kuf of the year and a half, when he stopped saying shir, his mahus was a Rebbe. And it was mavel al arayin to see. So when he stopped, like Reb Shmuel said, it's not my avoid anymore. He started learning Ayraisa. Learning up letter, things that he didn't have a chance to do in so many years because he devoted his life to learning. To take on such a new limud at that time, at that stage in your life, when you're that matziv, was mavel al arayin. The Gemara says in Brachos, and Daf Gimel, speaks out the Maisa with Elio, and he told him, Eloi zu bilvad, El Bishasha Yisrael Nechnas in Lubati Knesius, Lubati Midrasha Yisvoin, in Yehesh Mea Godel Mevoirach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menan Aroi Shei V'Yoymer. When the Yidin say Yehesh Mea Rab, Hashem cries out, Ashrei HaMelech Shemekal Sanoi Soi Bevei Soi Kach. Ma Loi Liav Shehigles Bonov. But what to the father that sent his children into Golos? V'Oi Lehem Lubonim Shegolum Yal Shulchan Aviyem. The Shver told me over from the Chsam Sofer is Medayik. By Hashem, it says, Ma loy la'av. It doesn't say, Oy loy la'av. Ma loy la'av, Shiglas Bonov. Ve'oylehem labanim. By the children it says, oylehem labanim. The Chasam Sofer once touched the pshat like this. When Klal Yisrael, we stay strong, and we're only in Heshmerah, but even in the Golos, that's even greater than Bizman with this Gilei Shechina and Bizman Abayis. So the Eibishter is saying, Ma loy la'av. Praiseworthy is the Father that even when the Yidden are in Golos, they're still crying out Yehishmei Rabba. We're the ones that are losing out. And that's the Hargosha, Tati. Ma loy la'av, you're going to Lel Memes. With the Meshpoch Mefuara, children, Einaklach and Orainaklach, Talmidim, Talmidi Talmidim, Ubneyem, Ubnei Bneyem. You go to Elam Emes, to Masif, to the Rikia, Oymal Eliav, that has to leave his children. Poylem Labonim, Shagolum El Shulchan Aviyam, but woe to us, the children. We're Golum El Shulchan Aviyam, we can't sit by your table on Shabbos. Pemapik Margolius, non-stop, one vart after another vart, and the chizik. Woe to the Talmidim, that they're being neglected, that they're going to Golos from their father. You're leaving the Talmidi Talmidim, as you go into Leilu Memes. He used to always say over by the Chazar Shmuz, the Mishnah in Ovis, Perek Vav Mishnah Tes. V'loyoyed el shabashas piti rosei shalodo meimelav en leili odom leikesem leizav levonim toivei samar goliois. We'd say at the time when a person is going to leave this world, he can't take any avonim toivei samar goliois. Elo toiro maisim toivim, he could only take with him toiro maisim toivim. And he would describe, there'll be a time, he would tell the Bachrim, when there'll be, person will be alone, they're going to bring him to his menuchas emes. And everyone's going to leave him, and all he'll have is his mesechta brachis. His Masechta Soita, Rosh Hashanah, Megillah, Sukkah. I just want to say over the last shmuz that he gave, the last words that he said, the Shver, I don't recall him ever himself becoming emotional that he would cry during a shmuz. I don't recall ever from what I heard. The only thing is the last words that he said, if you listen closely, he started choking up. The last words he said by the last Shemuz. And these are the words that he said. He said, Be'ezus Hashem Yisparach. This Chazorah should be the beginning of yet a new friendship that will last forever. This world, Bakever, Ba'olam Haba. Halavai, we should be Zoyche. Halavai, we should be Zoyche. Certainly Zaycha. We go to Leil Ma'emes. He would all say, Hadron Allah v'Hadron Chalon. At this Siyam, Hadron Allah v'Hadron Chalon, he would teach, I'll be the Sefer HaChaim, the Hadr. Hadron Chalon. Whatever Hadr we have as children and Talmidim, you're taking with you to Leil Ma'emes. V'Hadron Chalon. Daitun Allah v'Daitun Chalon. Loisist n'shem minoch, loisist n'shem minon. Don't forget us, he made us Yosha for Mami, who's Mavel Al Orion. Now, time can't be Mayrach, but it was spoken about. And for the children and the Einoklach and the Talmidim. And we won't forget you, Leib Alma Deim, Leib Alma Deosim, which is Eichel Bekar, Vabil Amavas Lenetzach.